the biggest public procurement project ever held in the Czech Republic, entered a new stage when earlier this month, the state-owned energy firm ČEZ received three bids to build two new blocks at the Temelín nuclear plant. The winning bid should be announced next year, while the project, estimated to cost between 200 and 300 billion crowns, should be finalized by 2025. In this edition of Marketplace, Jan Richter looks at the Czech nuclear tender.
Boxes filled with thousands of documents were shipped to the Prague headquarters of the state energy firm ČEZ on Monday, the 2nd of July, detailing the three bids to expand the Temelín nuclear plant. The bids came from three corporations, the French company Areva, the US-Japanese firm Westinghouse, and a group of Russian and Czech firms headed by the Russian state energy firm Rosatom. The bids will now be reviewed by experts in ČEZ who will rank them before the Czech government determines the winning offer sometime next year. The government commissioner for the expansion of the Temelín nuclear plant, Václav Bartuška, says the process follows the protocol for any public procurement project.
It's just like in any other company which has first the management and then shareholders who make the final decision. So at this stage, the company, ČEZ, first on the, let's say, engineering level and then at the level of finances in the company, has to pick one of the three or none. And then it will ask the shareholder, and the biggest one is state, it will ask shareholders for approval. And the government will look at the project suggested and will decide whether or not it will allow it.
Today, some 30% of electricity generated in the Czech Republic comes from nuclear power. There are now two reactors at Temelín with a capacity of around 1,000 megawatts each and four reactors at the country's other plant, Dukovany, which in total generate some 1,700 megawatts of electricity. Around 60% of electricity is produced in coal-powered plants and the rest in hydro and solar facilities. The expansion of Temelín should fulfill the Czech government's goal of producing up to 50% of electricity from nuclear power by the year 2030. While Germany has decided to phase out nuclear power and some other EU countries are considering the same move, the Czech Republic is becoming a champion of nuclear energy.
I don't think that we debate a future of nuclear as such. There seems to be a majority view in the country that nuclear is fine, that we will stick with nuclear for decades to come. There is no parliamentary party which would like to ban nuclear or leave nuclear. So there is no debate of this sort you have in Germany or elsewhere in Europe.
Some Czech environmentalists and energy analysts argue, however, that the country could do without expanding the Temelín plant. Instead, the country could modernize some of its coal plants and rely on renewable sources of energy, as well as higher energy efficiency. But Václav Bartuška believes Czech industry will need more energy once the recession in the EU is over.
The demand for electricity in Europe dropped significantly in the last 3 years. It's either because we became much more energy efficient, which I'm not sure it's true, or because we have major recession going on in Europe. And that's why we have now a surplus of electricity. If you believe that Europe will come back to work and will once again actually make things, then I think we will need electricity. If we really decide to drop a towel in the ring and become a continent which makes nothing and imports everything, then sure, we don't need any new power stations. We can close many of the present ones.
No details of the three bids have been made public, but the cost of the two new blocks is usually estimated at between 200 and 300 billion crowns, or between roughly 10 and 15 billion US dollars. After evaluating the three bids in view of price, the transfer of know-how and the volume of contracts for Czech firms, the government might still decide to scrap the entire project. But Commissioner Bartuška says this is not likely to happen.
The debate about the cost of nuclear and whether we really want to go ahead, that's really a major discussion here. And it could easily end up with no one being chosen, with the tender being stopped. But at the moment, I don't think this is going to happen. I think that we will find a suitable project.
Commissioner Václav Bartuška refused to publicly comment on the bidders and their offers, but David Trampa, an energy reporter for the Daily Lidové Noviny, did not. He believes the race is now on really between the Americans and the Russians.
For Russian Rosatom and American Westinghouse, it
very important to get the first real order from an EU country. So they are very interested to win the Temelin tender. And maybe it seems that Arriva is outsider of the tender because of all their problems they have when they are constructing Olkiluoto 3 in Finland and Flamanville 3 in France. It's there are many problems with time delays and cost overruns and so on.
Another reason why the French firm appears to be lagging behind its competitors is the type of reactor they're offering to build. While Westinghouse's AP1000 has a capacity of 1117 megawatts and the Russian Mir 1200 reactor generates around the same volume of electricity, Areva's reactor might be too big for Temelin.
It's 1,600 megawatts. It's too much for a country like Czech Republic. And it seems Westinghouse will bid maybe a very good price because the reactor is maybe technical interesting solution. It's maybe not so complicated like the competitors. But there is also good chance for a Czech-Russian consortium because they have the best position on the field of cooperation with Czech industrial and Czech technological companies.
All three bidding companies have been markedly present in the Czech Republic in recent months. U.S. Ambassador Norman Eisen rarely fails to mention Temelin and Czech-U.S. cooperation in nuclear energy at his appearances, just like French diplomats who stress the European aspect of the deal and say the Czech Republic should not forget it's a member of the EU. The Russians, on the other hand, have focused mainly on lobbying among Czech industrialists and politicians and gained an important ally. Czech President Václav Klaus said he considered the Russian bid the best, based on the outlook that up to 70% of the work would be done by Czech firms. Lidové noviny, David Tramba again.
President Klaus likes to go against the stream, and he also supported the Russian consortium when their position was very weak.
So what has changed? Why is their position stronger now?
I think it's mainly lobbying of Czech industrial companies because they feel that their bid is that if Czech and Russian consortium will win, it will bring them the largest amount of orders.
Do you think that the 70% that's been mentioned, the 70% of the work will be done by Czech companies? What do you think? Do you think it's realistic?
In the case of Czech and Russian consortium, it seems that it's a reality because they have the complete list of all the potential suppliers and it seems that it is counted that Czech companies will get 70% if they win. But in the case of Russia, of American and French company, I think it's not real to get 70% for the Czech companies.
Besides the total price and the volume of work for Czech companies, another consideration is linked to politics. Some believe it would be a grave mistake to award such a significant contract to a Russian firm, given the strained relations of the two countries and Russian efforts to keep political influence in Central Europe. But David Tramba says these issues are no longer as relevant as they were at the start of the process.
In the beginning, it seemed that it will be the major issue, the politics and relation with France, USA and Russia, but now it seems different. I think the price will be the most important thing in the tender.
The plan to build two new blocks at Temelin has met with some opposition both in the Czech Republic and abroad. Czech environmental groups, as well as local governments in German and mainly Austrian regions close to the South Bohemian plant, are concerned, among other issues, about the plant's safety. But Václav Bartuška says when public debates were held in those countries, the response was very limited.
The fact that there is not much of a debate as such in Europe about energy is the most worrying issue. You know, based on the offer of the Prime Minister Nechas, we actually had two public discussions in Austria and Germany in recent months. In Austria, in the hall of 460 people, there were 30 visitors. in Germany in a hall for 2,000 seats, there are maybe 50. And we had a public hearing about Temelín in Česká Budějovice in the Czech Republic. In the hall, which was ready for 3,000 people, there was 100 people participating. So for me, the true worry about nuclear, but not just nuclear in Europe, is that the public basically doesn't care much about anything, which I think is a bad sign for democracy.
The decision about Temelín will largely depend on economic calculations. It would make little sense to invest so much money, between one-fifth and one-third of the entire state budget, into an operation that would not generate profit. The energy firm ČEZ is reportedly looking into spreading the cost with private investors. Another option would be introducing guaranteed purchase prices for electricity, thus sharing the cost with consumers. David Tramba says ČEZ managers are betting on higher electricity prices in the future.
No one knows how the price will develop in the next years. There are problems with economic recession in Europe and also very chaotic energy policy of EU. But it seems maybe the price will go up because many old power plants will be closed and so on. So I think it's mainly some insurance, maybe, or how to say, because it's maybe, I think, ČEZ top management is thinking what to do if the price will be so low for the long term.
The Czech government will have the final word on the project, but given its record of corrupt public procurement, a series of army deals, for instance, can Czechs be assured that the decision will be in the country's best interest rather than in the interest of someone else? Commissioner Bartuška says he is tired of talking about it.
If you don't trust the government, replace it with some other. Well, you do it usually through elections. There's a thing called elections in which you choose the politicians you trust. And I'm really a bit tired of this argument in this country now that we are run by crooks and idiots. If it's true, then we are all idiots. You know, if you let people who you don't trust to run your finances and decide about your future, then you are yourself rather dumb. So if that's what's happening with us, with Czechs, then that's a very sad story, and it cannot be helped by any transparency in any tender.
After the bids are pre-ranked by ČEZ by the end of this year, the government should announce its pick in the summer of 2013. If they decide to go ahead with the construction, the new two blocks should be fully operational by 2025.